The beautiful landscape which lies before you to the south of the Berea College campus has been referred to as the beginning of the Appalachian Mountains as one heads south from the rolling pasture land of the bluegrass. In 1775, when Daniel Boone cut a trail or trace through from Cumberland Gap to Cotentotec, from whence Kentucky gets its name from the Wyandot word meaning land of tomorrow, he emerged from the mountains just below this hill and traveled along Brushy Fork towards a point on the Kentucky River, now known as Boonesboro. Looking to the east from campus, the forested knobs in view comprised the bulk of what became the Berea College Forest. In 1792, Boone established a primitive road, the Winding Blade Path. It runs through the Berea College Forest lands to the east and served as the stagecoach road from Knoxville to Lexington during the Civil War and the Battle of Richmond. It is estimated that around 47 million Americans' heritage is linked to these historic trails, as so many who settled the interior of America once traveled through here. By the time Berea College was founded in 1855, most of the forest land around Berea had been harvested or cleared for farmland and pasture, but the rocky cliffs of Indian Fort Mountain, 2 miles east of town, provided a scenic excursion. Students helped build many of the structures on campus from local timber, stone, and clay. In order to have drinking and bathing water, students filled barrels with water from Brushy Fork and rolled them up the hill to campus. Having a source of timber and water became increasingly important to Berea College, and in 1897, Silas Mason, a horticulture professor, came up with an idea. Mason had traveled to France, Switzerland, Germany, and Prussia to study and observe forest management. And he had already begun teaching courses in forest management at Berea College, one of the first colleges in the U.S. to do so. He proposed that Berea College purchase a large boundary of forest land to ensure a sustainable supply of timber and water from the many springs he had observed in the area, and to provide a place for forestry instruction. In 1898, he purchased the first tracts at Indian Fort with his own funds. The next year, Miss Sarah Fay of Boston, Massachusetts, stepped in as his benefactor and provided funds for land acquisition along with his salary. He established a tree nursery on top of Indian Fort Mountain to grow seedlings for replanting the areas cleared prior to purchase and set up a forest management plan for the areas still forested. He helped locate and survey the best springs and supervise the construction of spring houses to collect their water and create a piping system to bring that water to campus. Students no longer had to roll barrels of water up from the creek. By 1918, the Fay Endowment had provided for the acquisition of 5,400 acres, one of the first and longest continuously managed forests, and quite possibly the oldest multiple-use forest in the United States. The Berea College Forest has the distinction of implementing the first college-owned forest carbon sequestration program and serves as a model in sustainable forestry. The forest has supplied white oak timbers to the Mayflower II ship restoration project and for the Western Flyer ship made famous by John Steinbeck in California. From using our rare Suffolk Punch draft horses to sustainably harvest timber, to becoming one of only two private properties in Kentucky to implement a prescribed burning program, to serving as the prototype for Kentucky's American Chestnut Germplasm Conservation Program, there's plenty to take in as you visit this historic and dynamic and special place we call the Berea College Forest.